The audio you are about to listen to was created by me, MonaLisa32. It was written by, performed by, and created for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are under the age of 18 and considered a minor, please do not indulge in my content. Consider this as a warning and do not proceed. My audios are not to be rehosted, re-uploaded, or reshared on any other platform without my explicit written permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the audio. Bless me, Father, for I've sinned. It's been too long since my last confessional. After all, I left this town for college nearly 3 years ago, but I've returned to confess my sins. Father, I've slipped to the vices of flesh. I have given in to the cardinal sin of lust. I left home, such a good girl, a Catholic girl, my virtues and morals intact. But I was ill prepared for the temptations of life outside of my Catholic school upbringings. Although, through these trials and tests, my body has remained pure, I have preserved my chastity. But only just. You see, Father, my thoughts, my mind, my mouth. They crave more. I come here today to confess my descent into what I've become today, why my name escapes the lips of countless college boys and men at school, for more than that of any other woman. Yes, Father, I'll start from the beginning. I'll tell you everything. It was my first year away, left to my own devices in a university and a city full of strangers. I turned 19 less than 4 months into my freshman year. My fellow dorm mates threw an extravagant celebration for me that night. We were less than quiet until the late hours of the night, so much so that we drew the attention of our dormitory's resident advisor. He was an upperclassman, tall, fit, and incredibly handsome. I'm certain every girl on our floor had a crush on him, but I digress. He came as a response to the noise complaints that night. I remember his stature, standing there, filling our doorframe as I apologized profusely for the commotion. Yet, contrary to his physique, he was incredibly sweet and charming. He wished me happy birthday and left it at an unofficial warning to keep it down. The events and conversation that followed are nothing but a blur. I recall my friends inviting him in, vying for his attention. But his eyes, they never left mine. His gaze, he just sent shivers down my spine. His voice formed corrupt thoughts in my mind. And his touch, God, Father, his touch was enough to make my toes curl. The night progressed, and soon it was just the two of us. He brought me in for a kiss, my first, and I melted in his arms. He told me I was a good girl, that he had a birthday present for me. He corrupted my mind, Father. The onslaught put forth by his looks, his charm, his voice, it eroded at my being until, God, Father, until I was on my knees in front of him, looking up into his eyes, his coy smile. Father, he undid his belt and zipper, and soon after, I felt his manhood push past my innocent lips. His moans were music to my ears, his scent breathtaking, his taste, Father, his taste, it was intoxicating. He guided my head down his length until I felt it hit the back of my throat. His hands tangled in my hair. His moans motivated me to do more, to do better, to make him feel good. I memorized every detail of his cock. I remember feeling it stretch my mouth, and how it felt when it throbbed. When he held my head down onto him, how he moaned my name and released ribbons of his seed down my throat. Father, that became my vice. His cum, my reward. After that night, I craved it. I tried to repent and distance myself. But every night, the scene replayed, and I couldn't help but touch myself. I tried avoiding him to quell the temptation, to stop from continuing down this path. But it was useless. I craved the taste of his cum, Father. I was a fiend for his pleasure. There was no avoiding him, Father. In less than a week, I was back on my knees for him. This time, under his table at the back corner of the library, greedily sucking and licking his member, milking every drop into my mouth again. The rest of the semester continued like this. He called me his blowjob queen, his cock-sucking slut, his mouth to use, and that's what I was. It didn't matter where we were, or what I was doing. At a moment's notice, I was on my knees, ready to feel his manhood thrust into the back of my throat. My body, however, remained pure, Father. It belongs to God. But my mouth, he claimed my mouth as his and only his. That is, until his graduation. His last week in town, as a fraternity president, they held one of the biggest parties I'd ever seen, and I was invited. Forgive me, Father, for what I'm about to confess may shock the soul. You see, Father, unbeknownst to me, He had spread my reputation among his brothers. And, well, that night... as I was once again on my knees, getting my face fucked for the final time before I received my reward from him, his brothers came in and surrounded me. To say it didn't excite me would be a lie. I was corrupted. The sight of their hard cocks aroused me. The anticipation to taste each and every one of their unique flavors made me drip. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I stripped them down until I was as naked as the day I was born. Their jeers and clapping, it aroused me, and soon they noticed. They made comments about how wet I was, how they could see me dripping down my thighs, how soaked my disregarded thong was. And then he spoke, "My boy, my cock," in the softest, most caring tone. He told all of them the truth, that I was still